Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You said Destiny's Child. I can't get over that now. That's all I see.
That's what it looks like.
What is up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, cultural enthusiast Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, hip hop aficionado A-Dub.
It's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Let's jump right in. All right. Pooh Shiesty is turning himself in following the shooting that happened in Miami Memorial Day weekend. Kim Kardashian, in the midst of her divorce, she's dealing with a stalker and she had to get a restraining order. Kanye's birthday was yesterday and he just dropped a piece from his new Yeezy Gap line. T.I. has announced his retirement with his final album. Offset is gearing up for the Migos Culture 3 release by making some bold claims about the Migos. Plus, we got the new lineup for Rolling Loud New York. Ooh, let's get to it. Okay, so legal troubles for Pooh Shiesty. We hate to see it.
That's our dog, Asia, Pooh Shiesty.
Man, but he's really shiesty, man. Come on, Pooh.
Yeah, No Jumper had tweeted that Pooh Shiesty has reportedly turned himself in for the most recent shooting at King of Diamonds in Miami. That was a tweet. And it came with a mugshot. And if you go online, according to the Miami-Dade inmate records, his warrant stemmed from an aggravated assault charge related to a May 29th incident in which he allegedly fired a weapon inside, of course, the King of Diamonds strip club.
Yes, I remember us talking about this the Monday after Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And you were like, he was on video putting the mask on and basically...
Yeah, he had the gun with him, like kind of like loading it up or whatever. That's the video when he walked out the club. That's what you saw.
Right.
Because when people were
allegedly, we don't know if it was really Pooh Shiesty on the video. Because it could have been anybody.
It could have been anybody. That's true. And then that was like around the time where they were like, someone had stole $40,000 from him or something. And he said that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like around that whole incident and that story going on. But
yeah, you can listen back to the episode to get the play-by-play on that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he's turned himself in, which is looks better when you go to court. Like, you don't want to seem like you were on the run or anything like that. So that's good from a legal standpoint. And then we'll see what happens from here. I know he got that good 1017 lawyer money.
Right, that is true.
So hopefully all turns out well for Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah, because I also heard, like, if he is convicted and everything like that, he could get up to 20 years. I saw that. So hopefully Pooh Shiesty gets out and is okay. And because 20 years is a long time.
Yeah, we don't want to see that, especially with the way his career was already going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was on the way to big things. So hopefully everything is good with Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah.
Okay, so things are not all good for Kim K. Allegedly, there's been a man that's been sending her some weird packages to her house. It's giving stalker for me.
Definitely giving stalker. There's been a package that was delivered to Kim Kardashian, and what was in it was a diamond ring and a Plan B pill.
What?
Girl, that's what I said, too. And apparently, the diamond ring is a diamond ring. I don't think it's a really expensive diamond ring, but, I mean, a little bit of money. And then the Plan B pills was odd to me, too, because... What?
Now, see, that's when it's already serious, but that takes it to another level of seriousness. Because that, to me, that says you're planning on committing something sexual with me. And I have no consent in that. I have no knowledge of that. I gave you no permission for that. You just sent me that. So to me, it means you're planning on doing something. That's how I would take it.
Yeah, that's scary.
Very scary.
And then they're also saying that this person that sent this package is a man who first came to her house in February asking to see her. And then again, just a couple weeks ago, he showed up to her gated community claiming he was there to pick her up for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Some mental problems.
Yeah, he's been at it with Kim for a while now, sending other things, posting a self-made marriage certificate that read, "Queen Kimberly is sitting up in thy big castle, alone waiting for her knight in shining armor." Like, the man is weird.
Ooh, yeah, that's a little scary. That's why she has security, thank goodness, for reasons like this. Mm-hmm. And they were the ones who intercepted the package initially, right?
Yeah, her guards did get it taken care of before she even got it, so.
Okay. Yeah, keep that security tight, girl.
Please.
Now, and it's sad that Kim has to go through all of this in the midst of going through this divorce with Kanye, too.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're on the topic of Kanye, yesterday was his birthday. So happy belated to Kanye West.
Happy belated birthday.
A lot of celebrating going on yesterday. I was definitely playing all the Kanye albums in the car.
Got to.
While I was riding around. Mm-hmm. But to celebrate, he actually released the first piece of his Yeezy Gap collection.
Yeah, last year is when he said he's going to be partnering with Gap to create some new items of clothing. And now, like you said, his first release, it's already underway, and it's a blue-collared puffer made from recycled nylon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it looked good. Like, I would definitely wear something like this. My thing was, though, it's June 9th.
Yeah, it's a little hot.
It's summertime, yay? Well, that was my initial reaction, but then I saw that it's going to be shipped in the fall. So have some time. You're not going to get it during summer. You're going to get it when fall hits. Now, the jacket does retail for about $200, and it did say that it's sold out online right now, mm-hmm. but you can still pre-order it. So I'm not sure how that works. If it's sold out, I would think you can't order it anymore.
Right.
But either way, you can still get that blue puffer from the Yeezy Gap collection. Now, they didn't actually give us a date, though, on any other releases or what they're dropping next, but this is the first one.
Well, hey, if it's already sold out, I can only imagine what the rest of his collection is going to be. And Kanye's going to make a pretty penny off of this collab.
Oh, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on that, though. And that's big to do that on your birthday.
Yeah.
I wish they would have dropped like a whole lineup of items and clothing and different stuff. But I'm sure later in the fall, more will be coming.
Yeah, I kind of find it odd that he just dropped one piece of clothing. Because usually, like, you consider Beyonce and, like, Ivy Park. It's a collection.
Mm-hmm.
And just for one article of clothing. I mean, Kanye fashion probably, but
right,
you know, but
maybe he'll drop one at a time every time. All right, we dropped the jacket. All right, now we're gonna drop some pants in September.
Right.
January, we're gonna come with some more winter clothing. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the king of the South, T.I. He has announced his retirement from rap with one final album called Kill the King. How fitting, as of everything that's been going on lately.
But Kill the King, that's such an interesting final album.
Yeah.
Kind of dark.
Very dark.
Yeah. He had dropped a music video called for the song What It's Come To. And it begins with the audio of Sabrina Peterson demanding an apology from T.I. and Tiny. So she says, "Tell the truth about me. Tell the truth and apologize, and I'm gone. Here's the other stipulation. Do it within 7 days. Within 7 days, tell the truth, apologize, and I'm gone." And then after her audio clip in the music video, text comes up saying, "A toxic person will create drama and then portray themselves as the victim." And so he was definitely taking shots at Sabrina and everything's been going on. And at the end of the video is when it says the final album, Kill the King, and the final album coming soon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like all of these allegations has pushed T.I. into not wanting to rap anymore.
Yeah, and I would think that too. And also people brought up an old interview he did with The Breakfast Club in 2017 is where he was like, he had like three more albums in him. He was ready to get out of the music game.
Oh, so he's already playing this.
Yeah, I don't know if it's been the three albums for sure. Or
yeah, since 2017. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this would be the third one.
Oh, okay. Well, then there we go. But it's kind of odd, too, that with all this going on.
Yeah.
Kind of seems
Timely.
Yeah, timely, of course. So there's that going on.
I think it's a good time for T.I. to retire from rap. He's already got his hand in so many other things. Mm-hmm. He's doing entrepreneurial things. He's doing things in the community. He's got a podcast. He's got all the post-rap career moves bubbling right now. Mm-hmm. So why not do it one last time, make one last album? You've already got, you're in the midst of this legal trouble, this turmoil, these allegations. Why not just say, hey, all right, y'all got it. This is the last one. I'm going to go focus on these other ventures, raise my family, and mm-hmm. go from there.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, he does have other stuff he could be doing. Mm-hmm. And we always say, you know, they say they're going to retire until it's time to make another album. So we'll see. But he did, you know, he did say the final album coming soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of albums that are coming soon, Culture 3, we're getting it this weekend.
Hey, this Friday. So exciting.
It's about that time. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know the Migos had to create some press. You know they're going to drum up excitement, anticipation, and get people talking before the albums drop. Mm-hmm. And this time they depended on Offset to get it done. Now, Offset made some bold claims about the Migos and their contribution to the music game.
Mm-hmm. Offset spoke with Billboard and he basically said, "We made this trap style go pop." He says, "They don't talk about that. We made trap go pop, talking about selling pounds and bricks. And we hit Billboard number one. Hip hop artists weren't going to number one like that, but now it just be bang, bang, bang."
So let's unpack this.
Yeah.
"We made this trap style go pop."
Okay.
Now, we just spoke on T.I. Mm-hmm. One of the, you know, founders of trap music.
Yeah.
One of the forefathers of it, if you will. I won't say the only one, but one of the forefathers of trap music.
Definitely.
So I don't have a problem with the Migos saying they took it to another level, but mm-hmm. to say that they made it go pop, I think I would have to push back on that. I think there was the T.I.'s and the Jeezy's before that. Now, they definitely took it to the next level, but let's not erase contributions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then to say hip hop artists weren't going number one like that. Drake hopped on the Migos song and helped take their career to the next level. He didn't single-handedly do it, but Drake kind of fueled that fire, and Drake was a hip hop artist that was going number one before they came along. So I get it. I get, you know, saying we did everything, the whole Soulja Boy approach, like, everything was us first, but it's not the most accurate to me.
Yeah, let's not forget how, you know, the Migos really came about, and mm-hmm. the Versace really did help. Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah, I expect them to be talking like this before the album drops. You know, drum up that press, get everybody talking. And speaking of that, the album track list came out, and some names we just mentioned is up there.
Yes. So on the track list, you got, there's 19 songs on there, which is pretty big for an album nowadays. And you got Drake is on there. You also got Cardi B, Polo G, Future, Justin Bieber is on there. Ooh. Juice WRLD, Pop Smoke, and NBA YoungBoy.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. Features, big steppers on the features.
Yeah, definitely so. Looks like a good album.
Now, the album artwork I thought was pretty cool, too. It's giving me Destiny's Child for reason. Destiny Fulfilled. Like, it's the three of them, their heads put together. Something about it. Like, it's giving me that. And then you have the back cover. They look really fun and festive. They're mm-hmm. pulling at each other's clothes, looking like they're just having a good time. So I feel like this is going to be a fun album, judging by these covers.
She said Destiny's Child. I can't get over that. Now that's all I see.
That's what it looks like. All right, I'm going to put a side-by-side up on Instagram story of the Destiny's Fulfilled album cover and the Culture 3 album cover.
Please do, because they got to see that.
But I'm excited to hear it, man. Hopefully we get some good music for the summer off this Culture 3.
For sure.
Now, let's talk about this Rolling Loud New York lineup, because Rolling Loud is just taking over the festival scene. As far as I'm concerned, they've announced these three different crazy lineups: Miami, Cali, and New York. Who's on this New York lineup?
Rolling Loud just wants everyone's paycheck, everyone's money, because it's crazy. So the Rolling Loud New York one just got released, and that's October 28th to the 30th. And the headliners for that are, you got, so it starts on Thursday for them, 50 Cent on Thursday, J. Cole on Friday, and Travis Scott on Saturday.
Woo! Mm-hmm. The bags are being dispensed. Like, when I tell you, I don't know how many millions they're spending on these festival lineups, but it's got to be crazy. Even the people that aren't headliners are headliner worthy. Like, you got Lil Uzi, Lil Baby, Roddy Ricch, Moneybagg Yo, Pooh Shiesty. Well, we gonna see if Pooh Shiesty is able to be there.
Yeah,
hopefully he is. But just the people that they have on this lineup: Gucci Mane, Jack Harlow, Polo G, Joey Badass, Rick Ross, Wale, City Girls, Coi Leray. Like, it just,
man,
ridiculous. And Bobby Shmurda is going to be there.
Only right.
Now, they gave Bobby a line of his own. It says, with special guest Bobby Shmurda. I love the respect that they put on Bobby. They gave him his own line. He is New York. He just came home recently. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was really dope that they did that. This looks like the lineup that I would most be interested in out of the ones that have been announced. Like, all of the Rolling Loud lineups have been crazy, but I feel like this is the one. If I had to choose out of the three of them, I would go to this one.
Yeah, I feel like the energy in New York is going to be in Queens. It's just going to be something amazing. Like,
right.
Definitely. So tickets on that go on sale this Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern, but they've been selling out. I think Cali's already sold out. I think Miami has been sold out too. So,
goodness.
If you can get tickets to the Rolling Loud New York, good luck.
It's about to be a zoo out there.
Mm-hmm. Period.
But let's wrap it up on that note. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. We still have our contest going on. What do we have for them?
We have two Nas Illmatic shirts, a long sleeve and a short sleeve. You also got the Denzel Curry Miami Heat jersey.
Yep.
And you got the Joey Badass New York jersey as well. So bunch of flames, bunch of drip.
Yes, all courtesy of Bleacher Report and DX Daily. So if you want that, all you have to do is follow us on Spotify or enter your email into the link below, and you'll be entered to win all of that we just named. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page as well, which is Hip Hop DX.
And then also be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter for even more information, hip hop news, and more information about the contest at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can check out all the shirts that A-Dub just named. Just follow us on Instagram as well. I'm at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.